Tom Briscoe, history maker. What's that feel like?
Incredible. I have got no words to describe how that feels. Obviously, elated, humbled. To be put in the history books, it's just incredible and something that I'd never even dreamed of, scoring 5 tries here at Wembley. I think last year I was happy over the moon with scoring 1, so to score 5, it's just incredible.
What did it feel like when you got the 3rd one for the hat-trick? There's not many people can say they've scored a hat-trick here.
Well, that's it. I got 3 and I was chuffed, honestly. Like, couldn't believe that I'd managed to achieve that, and then they just kept coming, and I didn't know what the record was until after the game when someone came up and told me that I'd actually broken it. So that was a great moment to have that realisation on the field out at Wembley as well.
You didn't actually get that many chances, did you, personally? So you were pretty ruthless when you got the chance.
Yeah, that's it. I think I had quite a quiet game. I wasn't too involved with that apart from getting past from Callum to score the tries.
Is it nice that obviously the result was beyond doubt with 20 minutes left? Is it nice? Do you get a chance to soak it in and maybe have a look around a little bit more than you would have done if it was, say, a score in it?
Yeah, I think it's a nice situation to be in with so long to go in the game where you can't say take your foot off the gas, but because I think we was ruthless in the tries that we scored, but to be able to, like you say, take a step back and to soak it all in, and I think that's one thing I've learned playing here so many times, that you really have to take every moment in and remember it all, because it doesn't happen that often.
You said you came to Leeds to win things. Do you imagine winning the last top man of the match as well?
I didn't know. I was happy enough winning the cup last year. That made it worthwhile for me coming here. And to do it again on 2 years on the bounce is pretty special. But like you say, to win the Lance Todd, that just takes it to another level.
Match ball under your arm. Are you a collector? Do you keep mementos of your career?
I keep the winners, not so much the losers. Obviously, I've got a lot of memories here, and I've kept all the shirts from the finals that I've played in. So I think it's a great achievement just to play here. So. So I've got those shirts, but last year's is framed on my wall, and this year it'll definitely be getting framed along with this ball under my arm.